And joining me in the studio, we have members of the K-HI Drama Debate and Forensics team who are state champions. They won at the tournament up in East Anchorage, and I want to congratulate you first. Joining us this morning, we have Bella Kershaw, Lauren Olson, Eddie Gomez, and Jocelyn Cannon. Good morning to all of you.
Morning.
Thank you so much for being here, and again, congratulations. And I don't know who wants to start off, but I understand there are different divisions in this, correct?
Yeah.
You're nodding there. So which division were you involved in?
We were in the larger school division, so I think that's, is it like D1 or, yeah, I think we're.
Yeah, so it's divvied up by the population size in your school, and we were in the large school division, so we're going against teams like Thunder Mountain and a lot of teams up north, like East High School and then West, Anchorage High School, and I think Kodiak as well. And the smaller schools are like Sitka and Homer and a few other schools, but those are the ones that I can name off the top of my head.
Okay, and what was the experience like going up there? Maybe we'll go around the room and let's start with Bella. How did you feel being up there?
So I had originally missed regions because I had COVID-19, and I moved here 2 years ago, actually. So I thought it was going to be my first debate regions in Alaska and my last debate regions in Alaska. So I'd done debate in Spokane. So I felt like I was already really behind because I hadn't been here before. So it was really disappointing to miss regions. And then to go up to Anchorage was really amazing. So I felt like I was a little bit behind when I first got there, kind of overwhelmed. But it was a great last tournament, and I loved hanging out with everyone. I loved working with my partner, Jocelyn, and just working with everyone. It was great.
Okay, and Lauren?
So this was my first in-person state tournament. I did DDF last year, and we were online because of COVID. So it was really a neat experience getting to go up there and seeing our competition, like, in person and, like, meeting everyone and competing against them. And it was a completely different experience than before when we were online. So I was really glad I got to be able to participate.
Yeah, I imagine that, because I remember talking to you all last year, and that whole online experience was very, very different. Eddie?
Yeah, similarly, like Lauren was saying, it was just a complete different environment than to what we were used to as while we were competing just within Southeast in our own region. I think something that was really unique is that when we went up north, Southeast, all the teams from Southeast Alaska kind of just came together, and we really supported each other, and we weren't, like, teaming up against Anchorage, but you could definitely feel that there was a bond between each and every one of our teams.
All righty. And also, Jocelyn.
I was just going to say the exact same thing as Eddie did. It was really cool to see Southeast come together kind of like a family up there. And we've been going against each other all season. So to use, like, all of our strengths together, it was really cool.
Okay, and this is a variety of different, Well, you have debate and forensics and whatnot,
yeah,
but it's a variety of things. So who would like to maybe speak about of what you participated in?
I can talk about what I did. So I participated in public forum debate. So I mentioned before Jocelyn Cannon was my partner. It's a 2-versus-2 debate. It's called public forum. So, you know, any member of the public can come in and watch the debate that we're having. Our most recent topic was, is Turkey a beneficial member to the NATO alliance? So, you know, it sounds like a confusing topic, but, you know, it's very important right now, especially with what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, and having people come in and actually watch what we're talking about and be able to understand the debate. I also participate in original oration, where you come up with a speech idea and you give a 10-minute speech on it. So that was, I did mine on medical malpractice in the United States. And my last one was foreign policy extemporaneous speaking, where you draw a topic out of a hat, you get 30 minutes to prepare, and you talk about foreign politics for 7 minutes.
Okay. And Jocelyn, Bella was just saying that you were partnered with her. What is the experience like, I guess, and maybe both of you can chime in with each other, of partnering?
So everyone on our team pretty much participates in public forum. And we get partners of two, and me and Bella, we each prepared both sides of the argument, and then right before the debate, they flip a coin, and we go with ever which side it lands on. And me and Bella made it onto semifinals at state, and we ended up getting third. So we worked well together. And then I participated in extemporaneous speaking as well with the three topics and talked about domestic issues in the United States.
Okay, and you ended up first place, and how does that work? Is it a point system?
Yes. So all together, you get points for like every single event. You get points for every single event that you're in. So like the speaking, the oration, the debate, the drama pieces, you get accumulative points as a team. And as a team, we had the most points out of our division.
Okay, and there are four of you joining me here. How many total are in the...
I think it's 16, 17 kids. What's really interesting about why we won, and we got second, I believe, last year. What's interesting is last year we had no drama pieces, so there are different. I don't think anyone – well, no, Lauren does a drama piece with her partner, Braxton Zink, or her partner for the drama piece, Braxton Zink. She did a duo performance for that, which I'm sure she can speak more to. And so last year we didn't have any drama pieces whatsoever. That was really amazing that we even got second. This year we got first, and I don't know how many drama pieces we took to state. I don't think it was very many, so it was really inspiring that we were able to pull together and win with so many points in other brackets.
Okay, yeah, and you were involved with drama?
Yes, I did a duo interpretation with my partner Braxton Zink, and we did a 7.5-minute piece that we got from the internet, and we performed it as a drama in front of everyone all season long up until state, because unfortunately he had four events and you can only compete with three. So we did not end up taking that to state. So the K-High DDF team ended up taking two drama pieces, two or three?
I think it was two.
Two drama pieces to state, and they both did really, really well. And so it'll be exciting to see how they progress next year as they are sophomores and juniors. And the other events I did, along with Bella and Jocelyn, was the public forum debate. And Eddie was my partner, and we ended up in quarterfinals where we were knocked out, sadly. But that's just a really fun experience. And then the other event I do is domestic extemporaneous speaking. And so whereas Bella spoke on foreign topics, I got domestic topics. And so that was really interesting. I learned a lot, and it was my second time doing that all season long. So that was pretty exciting.
Okay. And Eddie, talk about the events that you participated in.
Yeah, similarly with as Lauren, I was within public forum debate, which is just the debate style that the whole team does. I was partners with Lauren, and she already kind of covered that. But my other events are domestic extemporaneous speaking, also as Lauren. And both Lauren and I kind of killed it. We did really well in the forensics topic as a team, which we did win that category in the overall tournament. And then I do participate in original oration, similarly like Bella. And I have about like a 7.5-minute speech talking about like the traditional route of going to college rather than going to like trade school or alternatives to going to college. And those are my basic three events.
Can we speak a bit about how you prepare for this? Because, you know, obviously you don't just head up there and go. How does the debate team work? Do you get together, you know, after school, during school, you have a special time? And then what types of activities do you do? And I guess we're heading over to Lauren. Is that?
So last year, because of COVID, we had to meet as a club after school. And so this year, when we got to have it as a class, we spent a lot more time in class learning like the rules of public forum. We focused on speeches a lot in the beginning. And so in class, we'd work on writing, like writing our speeches, writing our cases, researching different opportunities. Mr. Mitchell would help us figure out what to research. And on our own time, members of the team would meet up at each other's houses, and we'd talk about the topic and figure out different ways to like go about it, because you usually end up having three contentions in your debate case. And so when you're trying to figure out which contentions to have, you kind of have to think outside the box, and meeting up outside of school ended up helping a lot of us, I'd say.
Everyone's nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would agree with Lauren. I did debate here last year as well. It was, you know, it was a after school kind of club, so you didn't have as much accountability when it's a class like it is now. We get that solid 45 minutes and 50 minutes to work together as a team. So we learn kind of the basic rules of how debate works. And the way that we kind of work and reinforce our own knowledge is by teaching the younger debate students. So we get a couple of freshmen, sophomores, juniors. You can join at any point while you're in high school. So we, my brother actually joined this year, so it was fun being able to mentor him and talk to him about debate. I know Braxton's brother also joined, so we're just teaching a bunch of younger kids about debate while we're learning on our own, which makes us, you know the information better. So really preparing for state was just researching. It was the same topic as regions. So we'd had, I think a lot of people on the team had that experience of debating it before. And so it was just kind of, you know, reiterating that knowledge we already had.
How long in advance are you given the topic?
Usually
3 weeks.
I think
3 weeks.
Yeah, it was different for regions because we had, it was different for regions and state because we get the same topic. So usually we have six tournaments in the year, five or six, and we get a different topic for each tournament. So we only get a couple of weeks really to figure out how we're going to prepare for that, which is why it's very nice when you're at regions and state because you have the same topic, so you get more time to prepare for it. But on the flip side, it gives your opponents more time to prepare for it too.
Mm-hmm. I imagine 3 weeks isn't much time.
No, it's not.
Sadly, we like we're given 3 weeks, but in reality, we just, two of them are, we just wait and, you know, read an article here and there.
Yeah.
And then the last week is just crunch time.
It's more like 5 days.
And then you just
okay.
Yeah. If we're all being honest.
Very good. No, I would say that would probably be my my way of preparing myself. Okay. Well, we just have a few minutes left. And you did mention Mr. Mitchell, which is David Mitchell, who's your coach. Is that his official title?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. So is there anything else that you'd like to add? We just have like a minute or two left.
Yeah, yes. I think to kind of just end it off, we had such a great season this year just as a team. And I think going forward with the audience that we have today, I think we really just want to display the message that to encourage other people to join DDF mm-hmm. in the future, in these few coming years. The team might shrink a little bit, but that's why we really need to go out and recruit, because overall, you might hear it over and over again. I know I did when I wasn't part of the club, that it really is just purely beneficial thing that you can do. It's probably the best class that you can take in K-High, and it'll just set you up for whatever you're doing after high school, whether it's college, joining the workforce, or doing anything. It'll help discipline yourself, help you give public speaking skills, and really anything. So I would encourage everybody and anybody to join DDF.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for joining me this morning. And again, congratulations. Again, joining us this morning, we have Bella Kershaw, Jocelyn Cannon, Lauren Olson, and Eddie Gomez. And congratulations to you and the rest of the team.
Thank you.
All right.